Good afternoon. Welcome to Cricket's Corner of Australia. It's Cricket here. And we're getting into chapter two of Bridgeport Wives. This is more behind the scenes telling Madison's story. And I did say last week, I needed to get you a character listing. So that will be Friday's edition to this. I'll put up the character listing. So because the characters will start soon. It's a short podcast again. It wasn't a very big chapter. Sit back, relax, and here's chapter two of Bridgeport Wives.
What's in the rearview mirror? There was a lot in my past. It was the facts. Some of it was great and some of it I needed to let go and leave there. The question was, how much have I left behind? I had a choice of a hard trail or an easy one, and I chose the easy one, just in case it was getting dark when I had to make my way back to the car. I was looking forward to the challenge. I needed something new, create that new normal, and I was hoping this was a real start. Being a runner, I made sure to take water with me as I was not sure how long I would be gone. I rummaged through the snack bag looking for some granola bars which would fit well in the pack. I had not run in ages, but today I was determined to make this a fresh start. Standing at the front of the car, using the hood for a temporary workspace, loading a new SD card in the camera, I got to thinking about how far I had come. Putting myself through college was tough. The ugly night outweighed the good ones, but at least I am still here. I learned early to shut off my feelings as I began my career in forensics. It was for my survival that I needed to do it. I had researched and seen so much evil. More than anyone should. Abused families, it wasn't just women, there is a surprising amount of men who are also abused. There was even a case that I had, it was too close to home. It was the murder of an escort. She was stunning, and what shook me to my core was she had some of the same scars that I did. I went home that night and got very drunk. That could have been me. After all the things I did, one wrong choice and that could have been me. My thought process was, packing the car and driving cross country would be my therapy, hoping to heal some old wounds. Hoping to find me and start a new life. I was used to hiding everything and being in self-preservation mode, but now maybe it was a time to let someone in. Question is, how do I learn to trust again? As I picked my trail, I read some of the helpful hints they had posted. They had a great off-the-beaten-path route for day hikes. I was getting a late start but would be grateful for what I could see. I liked what they called leave-no-trace ethic, basically stay on the trail, wandering off could upset the foliage and wildlife in the area. I made sure the car was locked up and I had the keys tucked away safe. I was determined to make this the new start of my life. As I enjoyed the trail, the sights and sounds, stopping to take the occasional picture, my thoughts wandered back to that first day at the University of California in San Francisco. I was scared but ready for the challenge. I got myself through high school, but the degree I wanted was going to be a lot of work, let alone the money to pay for it. I knew that I would have to go full-time and still manage to make the money needed, and that was a worry. I needed something that I could choose when I worked but make the extra money, and fast. I saw an ad in one of the campus papers for escorts, and against my better judgment, I answered the ad. A lady named Cinnamon answered the phone. She was nice and had an idea of where I was coming from and how uncomfortable this all made me. I had to swallow my pride and go into survival mode and just hope that the road I was about to go down would not come back to haunt me in the future. As I continued my excursion, I was happy for the challenge the trail was giving me, but also the camera was getting a workout. I saw a clearing up ahead, and it looked like a good spot for a break and a snack. I needed a rest and some fuel to keep going. The air had that clean smell like after the rain, but it was a different post-rain smell. It was clean and fresh, like a new beginning. As I was looking through the pictures I had taken, I began to wonder if after all this time, would I be able to keep the one secret that could ruin me, at least in my own opinion. I worked hard and had my clients, if you can call them that. Some just wanted someone to go out with while they were in town on business, some needed the so-called eye candy as they attended events that they did not want to take their wife or girlfriend to. There were just a couple that wanted more than that, and that is where the extra problem started. I liked one of the guys and we hit it off well, but when I woke up the next morning, he was gone, which was nothing new for most of the men in my life, but there was a black velvet box on the desk. I felt the shiver run down my spine, and could not even pick up the box. This was the second time I had this happen, and it had to be the last. Right before graduation, I was finally able to make the one call that was the most important, to Cinnamon. I was able to finally walk away after making enough money and even making a couple of investments. If nothing else, I was going to make sure I would be comfortable in life after putting myself through so much humiliation. I needed to get moving again and change my thinking. The faster the better, because I know what it would do to my mental stability, and I felt like I was already on the verge of jumping off the edge. I had managed to keep the demons away this long, and yes, I am on the run. I have to leave them behind. There was one person who could destroy everything, and I am hoping that I never run into him again. The views were amazing and the air so clean. I stopped to clear my head and just take in the sounds like I did before I left San Francisco. Wanting to remember this moment, it's the first time I have felt at peace. Feeling at peace, I had no clue what it felt like, but just to silence the demons in my head was good. I wanted a relationship someday, but with not being able to have kids, could be the deal breaker. I could see the shadows starting and knew that I had better turn around. I wanted to see the sunset and knew that the colors would be amazing. Heading back along the path I had just come, I had to leave a lot out here. I had to be okay with the things from my past as much as I hated what I had done. I made those choices, and I have to live with regret. Just glad that Mom and Dad had passed away and never had to find out what happened. I made it back to the clearing where I had stopped to check pictures and rest, have a breather earlier. Checking the sun, I say I had better get a move on if I wanted to have the time to truly appreciate a gift. It was the start of a new life for me.
And welcome back. I really enjoyed writing this with the fact of I actually researched the places that I talk about in the book. I researched the roots. I tried to stay very true to the places I talked about, the descriptions I gave, talking to people who knew the roots. So I'd like to thank them for their help with that. I love the word at times. That's it for today. I will see you. This is Tuesday. I will see you on Friday, and I'll have the cast list for you. And I might go ahead and stick an extra chapter in there too, just so it's give you an extra long listen as to what's going on. So go White Sox. They're doing great. Have a great rest of your week, and I will talk to you on soon. Bye.